Welcome to Law Matters. And joining me in the studio today for the very first time, I'd like to introduce Tina Ward. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jody.
Tina is the Chief Financial Officer with the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA. So, Tina, I was interested to just have a little bit of a chat today about what your work involves. But before we get to that, tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to the ALS.
Okay, well, let's see. I've worked in the not-for-profit sector for quite some time, and I started with Mission Australia. Worked my way through a lot of different areas. I've worked for state and local government, and I've also worked in commercial areas. So it's really great to come back to that not-for-profit field. So a few years ago, I was with Holyoake, and then I came to the ALS.
I guess there's a lot to be said about community-based organisations, isn't there? They are run differently to a lot of other organisations, and it is a very rewarding sort of field to work in, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. The ethos that comes with working for a not-for-profit is really why people join not-for-profit organisations. And it's just that we're not there specifically for the salary, we're there for what we can do for the community.
And when did you come on board with the ALS team?
I started almost 5 years ago now. I came on board as a temporary person, and I got asked by senior management to stay on, so I did.
What made you approach the ALS in the first time? Was it the first Aboriginal organisation you'd worked for?
Certainly it was, yep. And it was quite a significant change in my viewpoint of working with organisations, because I'd come from that stage from a government organisation, and that was very strict and a lot of red tape, and then to come to an Aboriginal organisation where it was slightly more laid back, but the focus was different. So the focus is very much to the Aboriginal people of this country.
15 offices throughout the state. It's a big organisation. We've got over 100 staff located throughout Western Australia. Your job is a pretty busy one, isn't it?
It is indeed, and I've got a small but very invaluable team that work with me. We do all the accounts for all the 15 offices. We're also responsible for the audit each year and for our funding from the Attorney Generals. So I hold that responsibility within the organisation. Of course, I report through to senior management, and they hold the ultimate responsibility back to the Attorney Generals. But just on the audit perspective, we have three audits each year, so we've got a fringe benefit audit. We've also got an audit in regard to our financials, and the other one is our trust accounts. So the auditors probably come in 5 times a year, each year, and then we've got to make sure that their workflow happens well.
And of course, you and I get to work more closely together around annual report time, which we love, don't we, compiling the annual report, because it's not all about just presenting the figures to, you know, our funders, which is the Commonwealth Department of the Attorney General, but also highlighting some of our fantastic achievements throughout the year as well.
Absolutely, and we do so much good. ALS is very much strategically based, and we're looking always forward to what we can do into the future and how we can help people.
I know that a lot of your job is working with figures, Tina, but I know there's also a lot of great highlights in it, and one of those must have been last year when we got to do some work with Lottery West as the recipients of some funding. Tell us about that.
Okay, certainly. We received a grant for $653,000 from Lottery West, and that was specifically for IT and furniture and equipment, so it was really great. A lot of the offices out in the states, out in the remote areas, they actually had broken down chairs and old desks to work with, and so it was something that we couldn't do internally because we didn't have the money. But to get funding from Lottery West and to be able to go out there and put new furniture in all the offices throughout the state was just magnificent, and to know that people are now working with current technology rather than very old machines.
That's a huge task, isn't it? And I mean, you know, yeah, as you mentioned, some of our country offices was not the greatest environments, was it, for people to have to work in? So
no, it wasn't at all. And people struggled, but they kept going, you know, and there was a lack of professionalism, I guess, that even though our staff were very professional, the look of the office wasn't.
Yeah. What's been some other sort of great areas in the last 5 years that you've been on board that sort you sort of think, oh, everything that we're doing is really worthwhile, isn't it, when you're seeing rewards like this?
Certainly. I mean, we did redress, which was extremely important, and just to see that all come together. I know that as the Chief Financial Officer, my role is a support role to those who actually go out and do the work, the lawyers, the court officers. But still, without us, you know, the organisation doesn't operate well. So, you know, even though we may be support, we're still very interested in what the organisation does as a whole.
I don't know much about being an accountant. I don't know anything about being an accountant. Give us a little bit of an insight into what a typical day for an accountant would be, because I do know that there's not many Aboriginal accountants around, is there?
No, there isn't. And we were fortunate enough to be able to employ one when we had the Family Violence Prevention Legal Services. And so that was great to have an Aboriginal accountant there. What do I do on a daily basis? My role is so diverse. There's some days where I can just be doing one thing. I might be spending half an hour looking for grants in the morning to see what's out there and available for staff to be able to participate in, or for the organisation to actually outreach in a further manner. There are the general accounts, we do that. We have investments that sort of need to be rolled over or drawn down on. Payroll is always a big thing. It's payroll day today, which is great. There's just so much that I do that is diverse. You know, sometimes I'm talking to people. Sometimes I'm actually travelling out to some of the locations to do a stock take. It's just awesome to be working there.
And with all areas of, you know, professional work, I guess there's always the chance to build on your existing skills. And you were thrilled to be announced as a scholarship recipient, which gives you the opportunity to undertake some further work in that area as well.
I was absolutely thrilled. There are two websites that people can go to. That is the Third Sector website and Pro Bono website. They often have scholarships on them, so you can actually apply through that. I applied for one in regard to not-for-profit corporate governance, and that was just brilliant. That was through Chartered Secretaries Australia. I went along for the 3-day course there, and I've just completed the 6 exams that go along with that.
Oh my gosh, so there's a bit of work involved.
Yes, there is, and it was very professional. The speakers, we had 6 speakers each for each half-day unit, so it was really great.
So what does that enhance, how does that enhance the work that you're currently doing? Because I'm imagining that without the benefit of getting the scholarship to do that, it would have been difficult to do.
Oh, look, it was a $3,000 scholarship. There was just no way that we have a lot of money to spend on training within the organisation. It really, corporate governance is all about directors and officers and the liability to an organisation. So anyone who would like to sit on a not-for-profit board needs to have sort of an understanding of what their role and responsibilities are and what their liabilities are as well.
What do you like most about what you do with the ALS, Tina?
Oh, you know, it's varied. It really is. I have a varied role, and that keeps me really interested. There's a lot of strategic work that ALS does, so I enjoy being a part of that. And there's just so many new exciting things on the horizon that are coming up over the next year or two that I can see coming to fruition. It sort of keeps me enthralled.
Okay, and what advice would you give to anyone who's considering embarking on a career as an accountant? You're laughing.
Tell me why you're laughing.
You're saying, don't do it.
No, look, I haven't always been an accountant. It's taken me 14 years of part-time study while working in an accounts job and working my way through. And it's been a long haul for me, but certainly I would totally recommend people do it straight out of school, go straight into university if they can, and get their degree straight away. And just keep current with everything that's going on in the environment. I mean, the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission are out there at the moment. They're making changes, quite significant changes, to the way not-for-profits and charities are set up. So you need to keep abreast with the changes. Certainly, yes. I would totally recommend, if this is your forte in life, go and be an accountant, because it's not for everyone, as you know.
Okay. I think one of the great things about the Aboriginal Legal Service is that it does attract such a diversity of people who are drawn together to work for that common cause of social justice here in Western Australia. As I mentioned earlier, over 100 staff, non-Aboriginal people, Aboriginal staff, all working together, which is great when we all come together every couple of years for a staff conference, and you truly do see the diversity of staff and the skills that we all bring to our different roles. And it's an exciting place to be part of, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes. I know a lot of people consider accountancy as so in itself as boring, but, you know, we each have our little areas of expertise, and sharing at the conference each year, it's just great fun.
Yeah.
Great fun to really understand a little bit more about what other people do.
Okay. Tina, I'm thrilled you could come in and have a chat with us today on Noongar Radio as part of the Law Matters program. It is the first time you've been on the show, so I appreciate that. It's a bit of a daunting prospect, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
Just in wrapping up, I'm just keen to, I mean, you said you started with us 5 years ago. Just keen to know, you know, what motivates you to do what you do and what you get out of it?
Most of my life I can say I've had this desire to help people who are disadvantaged, particularly women, you know, that aren't able to speak up for themselves or do things and be a part of where society's at. And so that is instilled within me and will always be there, and it's something that I'll carry through. And that's really why I do what I do, you know, in the environment that I'm doing it. I could work in a lot of other not-for-profits, but I believe the ALS does a great job in human rights and, you know, justice reinvestment. There's a whole range of things on the agenda at the moment.
Yeah, and like the rest of us, family is also a pivotal point in all that we do, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Tina, thank you for joining us here on Law Matters, 100.9 FM. You're listening to the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA. Coming up very soon on the program, we're going to be finding out all about Law Week on in Western Australia between the 13th and the 17th of May. Do stay with us. Tina Ward, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Law Matters, brought to you by the ALS of WA. Jodie Hoffman with you this hour. And we thought it would be pretty important to let you know about an annual event called Law Week. Now, Law Week takes place next week between the 13th and the 17th of May, and it's an annual program of events that's coordinated by the Law Society of Western Australia to highlight law and justice in our community. And throughout the week, there's a whole lot of events that you can attend. Whether you're involved with a legal fraternity or not, there really is something of interest to everybody, not just in Perth, but in regional parts of Western Australia as well. So today, joining us on the program is Matthew Keogh. Matthew is the Vice President of the Law Society of Western Australia, and I'd like to welcome you to Law Matters. How are you going, Matthew?
I'm well, Jodie. Thanks for having me, and hello to all your listeners.
Now, look, we are going to talk about Law Week in a couple of moments, Matthew, but I thought first we might let people know a little bit about who you are. I know that you're currently working as a Senior Associate at Herbert Smith Freehills, and you've previously worked as a Principal Legal Officer with the Perth Office of the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions in the Commercial Prosecutions Branch, but a long involvement in the legal area here in Western Australia. What got you interested in law?
Look, I suppose what first got me interested in law is that my grandfather was a lawyer working out in Armidale, and I started working in his practice when I first started working with the people out there, which was a really great hands-on way of practicing law, really dealing with local issues and helping people with their requirements, mainly family law type issues and criminal law issues, and that's what really got me interested in working in the law, and then took me on to doing some prosecution work and now more commercial areas of work.
Okay, I know that if we turn the clock back quite a way, you're also involved in a prison outreach program at Banksia Hill Juvenile Detention Centre. Was that in your student days?
Yes, it was. When I was at university, as part of my university had a student community service obligation, which was a fantastic initiative of the university to really diversify our experience as opposed to just working in law. And I went and worked out at Banksia Hill once a weekend, alternating between doing sport with the inmates there and also teaching drama. So it was a bit of an outlet for them and an opportunity for them to get some different experience whilst they were in the detention centre there, but also a great opportunity for me and the people working on that program to see what life was like inside Banksia Hill, and to really, I suppose, open our eyes to how law affected people in a very real way. And it was in particular very enlightening to me to see just the high rates of Indigenous incarceration and what it was like to be in a prison.
And does that that continue to give you an insight into where people are coming from when they find themselves caught up in the justice system in this state, Matthew, just seeing that firsthand, that you know, these are just regular young people like anyone?
Look, it really does give a great insight into realising the privileged position that lawyers have in having the insight and the training into how that system works, and that for regular people out on the street going about their lives, they don't really give a second thought to it and hopefully never have to come up against the system, and that it can be quite a complicated system to come up against. And I remember during my time going into Bankshire Hill having discussions with some of the kids in there about the parole system and how the police would interact with them then upon leaving Bankshire Hill and then coming back into Bankshire Hill subsequently. It was really interesting to get an understanding of how that affects people, and how if you don't have specialist training, it's a system that can be very confusing and very confronting. Okay. And that's really why Law Week is a very important week in the legal calendar, and why the Law Society is such a big promoter of it, because this is really about trying to help people get a better understanding of the system around them. Hopefully they never have to interact with it, but often people do, and it's important that they have an idea of what their rights are and where they can go to get assistance if they need it.
I'm talking to Matthew Keogh, who's the Vice President of the Law Society of Western Australia. Matthew, what is the Law Society? For people who aren't aware of it, what is it and what is its role?
So the Law Society is the professional association for lawyers in Western Australia, and we like to say that we're the voice of the legal profession in WA. And the Society does a number of things. Some things are really targeted specifically at its members, so there's a number of member services and we provide training for lawyers. But a lot of the other work that the Law Society does is actually more community focused. So we have an Access to Justice program where we try to help people that aren't able to get access or can't afford lawyers to be able to put them in touch with lawyers that can provide them with either cheaper or pro bono legal services. We also do a lot of work in the law reform area, so liaising with government, making submissions to the federal and state governments and meeting with the Attorney General and other ministers, putting forward a case for why certain areas of law should be changed or amended, and even approaching them about their approach to certain ways in which they implement those laws, so dealing with the police commissioner and other members of the government and community groups and other lawyers and the people who use the legal system about how we can improve the system for everybody.
And I know our own CEO, Dennis Eggington, was very honoured to be invited to present last year's Sir Ronald Wilson lecture as a great opportunity for people going through their legal studies to get a better insight and different perspectives as well, isn't it?
Look, it very much is so. A lot of what we do is about increasing awareness in the community generally, but also about trying to encourage people into the profession and from all walks of life and from all various backgrounds. We're very conscious of the fact that the broader the experience base of the legal profession generally, the better service we're able to provide to everybody. And we don't want to be seen as some sort of a profession that sits separately to the population. We're in and amongst the population, and we're there really. Lawyers are there to help people. If you go and ask so many lawyers, why did you get into law? It was because they wanted to be able to help people.
Okay. Tell us about the history of Law Week, because Law Week is coming up, 13th to the 17th of May. How long's it been running for?
So Law Week, in a sort of formal guise, has been running at least in WA since about 1984. The Law Society put together its first Law Week or Law Day agenda, and it included holding stalls in shopping centres to provide legal advice. There was a church service. There was presentations and tours of the courts. Moving forward nearly 30 years now, 29 years, I guess, we're still doing all those things. We have lawyers volunteering their time around the metropolitan and regional areas to provide free legal advice. We've got, as you said, those seminars, things like the Ron Wilson Lecture, panel discussions on different areas of law, how we can improve the law. And we also have the tours and some panels on cyberbullying. And it's really about increasing that public awareness of where they can get access to information about the law, and if there's things they should be aware of, how they can have their queries addressed, and knowing their rights in the community as well. So increasing people's general awareness of their rights within a legal system.
At the Aboriginal Legal Service, we always do check out the program of events events for the Law Society's big Law Week event. But I was staggered this year just to see how many events are happening in Perth and regional areas of WA. And there's no hard copy program of events available this year, but everything is online, and I imagine it keeps getting added to right up until that start date. But it must be very rewarding to see how much it is growing in the community.
Look, it is very rewarding and to see the program expanding. And as you said, it is on our website, which is lawsocietywa.asn.au/lawweek. And that program is always expanding, and it's very reliant on the generosity of our members and groups like the Aboriginal Legal Service and many other community legal centres around the state, and lawyers throughout the profession volunteering their time to come and speak at these events, to run tours, to provide the free legal advice. And that is part of what we see in the society as a key part of promoting the profession and the community service aspect of the profession, that we're here to help, and this is all part of how we do that.
Matthew, can you give us a few sort of pointers to some of the events that are happening next week that may be interested for community members to attend?
Of course I can. Look, as I said, there's a long list of events, some of which are in the variety of free legal advice. So the Fremantle Community Legal Centre is offering free 20-minute sessions on Wednesday the 15th of May. The Gosnells Community Legal Centre is offering free legal advice sessions on consumer credit issues on Friday the 17th of May. In regional areas, the community legal centres out in Albany, Geraldton, Kalgoorlie, Northam are all providing free legal assistance services over the course of the week. There's the Law Society itself is running a session on how to avoid consumer scams. We're having the police major fraud squad come and talk about how people can avoid having identity theft occur to them. We have a public information stall all week down at the Women's Law Centre of WA, looking at domestic violence issues and care and protection for children. There's the tours of the courts, which are being run on Thursday morning, of all of the courts, the Supreme Court in particular, and really encourage people to look at that, because both from a understanding how the court system works, but also there's some great history and architecture to observe doing the court tours. There's an art installation which is at the Knowledge Precinct on Aberdeen Street in Perth, which has been looking at the issue of human trafficking, which is not something we really think of in Australia, but it is something that does occur into Australia, and we're trying to raise awareness of those issues. There's the launch of a book about former Chief Judge of the District Court, Antoinette Kennedy. It's a biography of her life as a lawyer, and in particular as a trailblazing woman lawyer in Western Australia. And that's one of the issues also that we try to raise awareness of in the profession during Law Week, is despite the fact that there are many more female law students and law graduates every year and have been for the last 30 years, women seem to be leaving the profession more quickly than men, and that's an issue we want to address and get to the bottom of why, and encouraging women to stay in the profession longer. So that's a sort of quick snapshot, if you like, of some of the events that we've got on during Law Week. And as I said, on the website, lawsocietywa.asn.au, there is a long list of events there, and they're being added to as we get closer to Law Week.
Okay, look, fantastic. Thank you so much for having a chat with us today on Law Matters, Matthew. And it is going to be a big week of events. Have you exceeded numbers from previous years with the amount of involvement of organisations, you know, throwing their hat into the ring and offering their services for the week?
Look, we really have. It's been fantastic, the level of commitment and support that we get from the profession generally, and in particular the community legal centres. It's such a great thing to see that the profession does pull together for Law Week and throughout the year to provide these services to those that aren't able to afford it generally, or also just to increase public awareness generally.
Okay. And just with that, before we wrap up, it is great to see that the numbers of Aboriginal lawyers is increasing as well, and I know that the Law Society of WA is well aware of that, and the Aboriginal Lawyers Committee, and lots of great stuff going on in that area too, hey?
That is a great initiative. We've now set up that Aboriginal Lawyers Committee, both with Aboriginal lawyers and some Aboriginal law students, because it's something we're really conscious of, is not only that there are not many Aboriginal lawyers, there aren't many Aboriginal people going into law school, but we're very happy to see that those numbers are increasing. Firms like myself are working with organisations like Career Tracker to help Indigenous students get better work experience in the workplace whilst they study, and we're working on our Reconciliation Action Plan at the Law Society at the moment as well. So it is something that is top of our agenda as well.
Matthew, enjoy Law Week next week, and I know it's going to be a huge success and a great benefit to many people in the community. And we'd like to thank you for joining with us today on Law Matters.
Thanks for having me, Jodie, and I hope to see many of your listeners at the Law Society events through that week of the 13th to the 17th.
Fantastic. Matthew Keogh is the Vice President of the Law Society of Western Australia, a former Australian Young Lawyer of the Year also, and good to talk with him today on the program. And there really is so much going out there in the community. So if you do want to find out more about Law Week, as we mentioned, it runs from the 13th to the 17th of May. Activities and events happening in Perth and regional areas of WA, jump onto the Law Society of Western Australian website. There's a whole program of events, and I'm sure that many of them will be of interest to you. This is Law Matters, brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. Good to have your company. Jodie Hoffman on the Law Matters program, which comes to you each fortnight by the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA. Strong focus in today's program about Law Week, which is coming up 13th to 17th of May. And do go to the Law Society of WA website to check out that comprehensive program of events. The Aboriginal Legal Service in Perth is also hosting a little event next Thursday, the 16th of May, starting at 4:45 in the afternoon until 6 o'clock. Really just the chance to come along, have a yarn, have a cuppa, and find out all about the services that are offered by the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA. We'll have representatives there from our criminal unit, from our family unit, from our civil and human rights unit, and it really is the chance to come in, say hello, find out about what we do, ask some questions, and really just sit down and enjoy some afternoon tea together and sort of talk about the work that is happening from the Aboriginal Legal Service. So if you want to know more about that, you can phone our Community Legal Education Officer on 9265 6666, that's in Perth, 0892656666, to find out about the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA Law Week event happening on Thursday the 16th of May 2013 at ALS in Perth, 7 Aberdeen Street, Perth. Give us a call to find out more information. We're nearly out of time on the program for this fortnight, but I'd like to thank you for your time on the program today and thank our guests, Matthew Keogh, the Vice President of the Law Society of Western Australia, and Tina Ward, the Chief Financial Officer with the Aboriginal Legal Service. Hope you can join us again in a fortnight's time. Until then, Jodie Hoffman saying bye for now. Take it easy and make sure you stay listening to Noongar Radio.